Hi, good afternoon.
Hang on, don't I take that off? Turn this on. All right, sorry, go ahead.
My link isn't working.
Oh, no. Okay, well, wait a minute. We'll wait just a minute, Christina. Ready to go. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the May 18th, 2023 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Christina, please call the roll.
Brian.
Here.
Gonzalez.
Here.
Maps.
Here.
Rubio.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. Now we'll read from legal, hear from legal counsel and the rules of order and decorum.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Portland City Council. To testify before council in person or virtually, you must sign up in advance on the council agenda at www.portland.gov/council/agenda. Information on engaging with council can be found on the council clerk's webpage. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during city council meetings. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. A timer will indicate when your time is done. Disruptive conduct such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If you cause a disruption, a warning will be given. Further disruption will result in ejection from the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave once ejected is subject to arrest for trespass. Additionally, council may take a short recess and reconvene virtually. Your testimony today should address the matter being considered. When testifying, one, state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Disclose if you're a lobbyist. If you're representing an organization, please identify it. For testifiers joining virtually, please unmute yourself once the council clerk calls your name. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm now convening the Prosper Portland Budget Committee for the purpose of, oh, we didn't read it. Go ahead and read 395, please, Christina.
City Council to convene as Prosper Portland Budget Committee to approve the fiscal year 2023 through 24 budget.
Thank you. This is a report. I'm now convening the Prosper Portland Budget Committee for the purpose of approving the fiscal year 2023-24 Prosper Portland budget. Christina, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Here.
Gonzalez.
Here.
Maps.
Here.
Rubio.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here.
The Prosper Portland Budget Committee received the proposed budget and conducted a hearing to receive testimony on May 10th. The Budget Committee received the approved memo in Exhibit A to Resolution 7484 on May 12th. The changes included in the revised budget approval memo and Exhibit A align the Prosper Portland budget to the City of Portland budget approved by the Budget Committee on May 17th. The memo in Exhibit A identifies the following change to Prosper Portland's general fund appropriations from the proposed budget. A reduction to Prosper Portland's general fund economic development appropriations of $53,008 to align to the amount of recreational cannabis tax allocated to Prosper Portland and the City of Portland approved budget. Colleagues, are there any other individual amendments to the memo that you would like to propose? Christine, is there any public testimony?
We have one individual signed up.
3 minutes, name for the record, please.
Sarah Hobbs.
Hi, Sarah.
For the record, my name is Sarah Hobbs, and I understand when it comes to the budget, y'all got issues that you want to address. Those of you, I know some of you are new, but I know you, the majority know that my heart is for mental health. My best friend, when she takes me somewhere, we go out of our way to avoid West Burnside because of all the potholes. And in light of that horrible fire that happened day before yesterday, I become very concerned, Commissioner Gonzalez, about older building safety issues around fire. That building was 113 years old. I hear a lot of discussion about seismic improvements for safety for old buildings, but now I'm thinking we need to address fire code and safety issues. Thankfully, we had great trained firefighters and nobody died, but I do grieve for the person that lost their pets and for everyone who lost everything. So, transportation. I understand that you got so much in a big pot. If it were up to me, I'd say put it toward mental health. How many more people do we lose to fentanyl overdoses so we don't start putting money to drug treatment? Or PSR is great for catching things, but we got a fire department and a budget crisis. So, how do we address this? I fear some department is going to lose, and because little pot, big concerns. And that is concerning because I had a health condition that I would stand up on the bus going down West Burnside because all those bumps made it very uncomfortable, and I'm trying not to TMI people here, but personally, nothing personal. I think potholes can go to the bottom of the list, but that's just me. It's really dedicated toward livability issues. And I've got 28 seconds left, but I've said all I've got to say. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, sir. It's good to see you here. We appreciate it. Thank you. And is there any other testimony, or is that complete testimony?
That completes testimony.
Very good. Colleagues, is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, can I get a motion, please, to approve the report?
So moved.
Commissioner Rubio moves. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Commissioner Ryan seconds the report. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Christina, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioner Rubio, for bringing this forward. And it's good to see you out there, Director Branham. And want to thank your team. I know Shay and all your team put a lot of work into this, and also your board chair, Tavo. 3 years later, we're still dealing with a lot of unfortunate vandalism. I think that's what's big on my heart today. I have a lot of friends in small businesses, and I know they're really suffering. And if it wasn't for Prosper Portland offering some assistance, I think we would have more small businesses who would have left by now. So it's sad that 3 years later, this is still such an active line item. And I realize it seems like every bump we have to reinforce it. But I just think I want to take a moment to really thank those small businesses in Portland and our central areas specifically that have just been hit so hard by relentless vandalism. And some of them just can't even use their insurance anymore because it's just so high. They can't replace their windows. So we really need to be there for them. And I'm glad that Prosper is nimble enough to be a part of the city that's providing that service. So I know we have conversations about this. So I just wanted to take time while I approve this budget to say I appreciate that we've stayed present for that need. We know that 3 years later, we thought that wouldn't be the case, but this is where we are because we want to get back to living up to the name of Prosper Portland. And it feels like we're constantly stuck in the responsiveness to just helping people survive right now. And so we're all in this together. I know we have big ideas. I appreciate the conversations that were about Broadway Corridor and the OMSI district specifically. And we have to keep thinking big and keep building. So it's with that hope that foot traffic comes back this summer like never before, that community safety systems wrap around those events so that people return to their cars safely and that they want to keep coming back downtown in the central area. So we really need you as a partner to continue to be responsive and resilient as we build the prosperous Portland that we all desire. I vote aye.
Gonzalez.
I vote aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
As the commissioner in charge of working with Prosper Portland right now, I would like to extend special acknowledgement to the team for their hard work and to Director Branham for your leadership, as well as Chair Cruz for his leadership as well. This is a really highly effective team. They're very skilled. They're credible with community and stakeholders and are creating real impact. And I feel very fortunate to be able to work with them and for all of us as a council to work with them as we steward Portland into its future. So just want to say how much you know we appreciate the work and the thoughtful attention to what community needs. So thank you, and I vote aye.
Wheeler.
I vote aye, and the budget is approved. The meeting of the Prosper Portland Budget Committee is now adjourned, and we are adjourned. Thank you.